The time is 4:07 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, the 17th of August, 2011, 16:07 hours Eastern Daylight Time, and I'm calling Mr. Buttrey in Governor Haslam's office again. Six, one, five, two, five, three, six, nine, one.
Governor's office, may I help you?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Walter Fitzpatrick. I'm calling from Sweetwater, Tennessee. I'm recording this telephone conversation.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fitzpatrick. It's Nathan Buttrey. We spoke before.
We have.
Yes, sir. Mr. Can you hear from you?
Good to speak with you as well. Listen, your line's breaking up. Is there something?
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay.
I hear you better.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Buttrey, the situation, as I've described it to you, is extraordinarily serious. It's a life and death kind of thing. We have innocent people being locked up by a judiciary which is completely out of control. I was on the phone yesterday with the FBI based on information that they didn't take my call. I had a call back today from Special Agent West. I've called the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. I know what I'm looking at, sir.
Right.
I'm a Navy commander.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Naval Academy graduate. Top of my class. I have a master's degree. And I don't need you to check my work. I know what I'm looking at. Now, I'm not going to go into details about what I discovered yesterday because this phone call wasn't anticipated by you, and I don't know what your schedule looks like today, but you have my telephone number, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you that I'm holding the governor personally responsible for what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm prepared to act on that. And within hours,
holding the governor personally responsible for that?
Correct. Because this couldn't be going on without the... I've notified you. I've told you. And I've sent you information which is more than sufficient already to raise concerns in your office about what I reported to you. I have been...
We made sure that we have forwarded that information to corrections so that they can be aware of it.
No, you don't understand. There are people who are being on Monday of this week, a judge, again, his name is Carol Ross, was out of control from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Ross is withholding transcripts from his own court hearings. He's not releasing them unless you pay him money. This is called extortion. This is a judge who's doing this. In the meantime, this judge is acting as the Tasmanian devil from the bench.
How much money is he charging for the transcript?
$4 a page.
$4 a page?
Yeah, at least that much.
How many pages is it?
It depends on the transcript that you're asking for. He is denied. I learned yesterday that the woman who is his court reporter,
mm-hmm.
a woman named Denise Barnes, is working as his personal office secretary. Now, there are court documents which are public records. They need to be made available in a public repository available for public inspection.
All right.
Judge Ross is withholding information from people. The transcripts are not being released unless you pay him through his secretary money.
I can... If you're telling me what I think you're telling me, then it sounds like you are attempting to report judicial misconduct. Is that correct?
I'm attempting to report judges breaking the law from the bench.
Right.
This is a form of treason. They're operating their own government. They're operating a business from the bench.
So what I'd like to do is provide you with the contact information for the administrative office of the court.
No, they're not law enforcement. I have gone to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. What the governor needs to do is turn in his swivel chair and order one of two things, actually both of them, needs to happen. One of them is that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation start an aggressive law enforcement action right now, investigation of what I have now command as far as information is concerned, and what is widespread throughout the state of Tennessee. I can report I can sit down with a TBI agent and show them hard documented evidence. I can play them recordings. I've got the smoking gun. I can meet with a TBI agent tonight. I can meet with a TBI agent in the morning. I can meet with a TBI agent when the governor makes that appointment. Because I've called TBI, and they tell me that without the permission of, like, the governor of the state or the state attorney general or a district attorney from the local district, the 10th Judicial District, a judge, Steve Bebb, is the district attorney, unless the governor acts on, and this is why I'm holding the governor personally responsible. I've made the reports to every single law enforcement agency that I should have to go to, and more. Now, that's one thing that the governor can do tonight, this afternoon, before the close of business. The other thing that the governor can do is to order the Attorney General for the state of Tennessee, Cooper, to construct a special grand jury to investigate, parallel investigation with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and possibly in concert with the FBI, because there are civil rights violations at the federal level here that are being committed against people like me and other people who are locked up as innocents right now. This is very serious stuff. A grand jury, an independent grand jury, without having their own authority to act where their investigation takes them, needs to be constructed through the order of the governor. It needs to happen now. I spent a career in uniform defending the Constitution of the United States, and neither the Constitution for the state of Tennessee nor the federal Constitution for the United States of America is working here. What I'm seeing here is absolutely, these judges are out of control. There's nothing stopping them. There is no oversight. The administrative office of the courts is part and parcel of this. The appeals courts are part and parcel of this. This corruption is absolutely obscene.
Right.
I don't know how else to tell you. I'm not a bad guy, and I'm I've sat in trials. I've seen innocent men sent away, and there's been no case against them. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, the transcripts, the ones that are being released, are doctored.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're an American, you're a Tennessean, you're a veteran, for goodness sake.
Thank you.
I don't have any problem listening and definitely being of assistance to point you in the right direction and connect you with the right agencies.
I have been...
As far as the immediate...
Towards
the Attorney General, the governor does not have the constitutional power to compel the Attorney General to take action. Legislative branch, and the executive branch are separate.
I understand that. But the governor is the chief law enforcement agent as the chief executive for the state of Tennessee. He is the chief law enforcement official in this state. And even without the permission or the auspices or the cooperation of the state attorney general, the governor can issue an order that creates a special grand jury to take a look at the corruption as I have reported it to you.
Certainly.
So the governor, again, and Robert Cooper, I mean, this is the only state in the 50 states where the Supreme Court picks the Attorney General. That's got to stop.
Okay.
I can go on and on. We're living in a dictator. I can't believe what I'm seeing in my government. I am prepared, to do whatever it takes to stop what's going on here. And I'm asking in a respectful, professional way.
You are, yes, sir.
For law enforcement, as the governor directs, and I mean now. I'm not talking a week from now. I'm talking tonight.
Right, sure.
I mean it. I mean, I told you when I had this conversation, and I need to settle down. This is not directed at you.
It's okay to be passionate.
I am telling you, look, I am a law and order guy. I am an Eagle Scout. I graduated from the top of my class at the United States Naval Academy, class of 75.
And you're still doing your duty.
I'm still obedient to my oath, and I know what I'm looking at. And you know, you really upset me when you said that. You know, just send me what you've got, and I'll take a look at it. I don't need. I would not trespass on your time, sir, as a professional in the work that you do with specious information or information that was going to be a waste of your time at the expense of another constituent that you have in the state of Tennessee. I would not trespass on your time like that. It's not professional. It's not right. Besides that, it would take away from my credibility with you and the governor. I can't afford to lose that kind of credibility, but I have waited and I've been dealing with this issue for years now here in Tennessee, and it's just getting worse.
Let me ask you this. Can I put you on hold for just a moment?
Yes.
Okay.